Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Greetings to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North America, South America, all of our listeners from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I actually want to take out 30 seconds to really share with everyone out there how truly honored I am to be hosting these segments. And I really feel honored because of the people, the special people that we do bring onto our show. We are really featuring people with very inspiring stories and people that are now dedicating their lives to helping other people. And today, that's exactly who we have on our show. And again, a truly incredible person. Today, we have with us motivational coach Donna Folcarelli, and she is the founder of Directions for Life. And again, to anyone out there that is listening today, if you ever have issues with, again, stress, anxiety, so many of us do, depression, many of us just lack the confidence that we need to move forward in life. If any of that is you, or if you know anyone that's in this situation, again, please grab a seat, get very comfortable, because again, the special guest that we have with us today, Donna Folcarelli, she may possibly give you information that may change your life or maybe a life of your loved one out there forever. It is now the 3rd of February. And I would like to remind everybody tuning in today, especially a lot of our listeners in different time zones, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Donna or any one of our segments at all, please visit our website. They are all permanently archived on our website. Please visit accglobalmedia.com. Now, if you're a big part of social media, just about every one of us are now. We are also on Facebook, and you can also listen to the show live from there as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. And you can also listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day from any one of those platforms as well. Now, as I was touching on earlier, in life, again, the hand that we're dealt, it's not always promising. For many of us, it could be downright terrifying. Again, negative experiences, mental and physical in nature, they can all have a devastating effect on the human psyche. And again, as we grow older, the pain of life has a very tough effect on all of us mentally. And the mind, it could be twisted, torn, it could be inflated, deflated, with just a simple few words or actions from other people. We just need to have the right people around us. And again, maintaining a positive outlook and a healthy mindset are essential for achieving the goals that we set for ourselves. And again, it's no simple task. It's very hard, which is why special people like Donald Fulcarelli are out there. They are here to help us get over these large bumps that we see in the road and of life. It's very difficult. And again, for our own part, Donna, she herself endured years of abuse, personal challenges, failure, negativity, but she made a choice to overcome and rise above the obstacles that life threw her way. And again, we all have these turning point moments in life. Some experience it more than others. But for Donna, she realized her calling to help others was after she successfully assisted her father through abusive alcoholism. And again, she has an incredible story, and she'll touch on a little bit more of that in a few minutes. But I want you all to know one of the most strongest motivating factors for Donna in her life has been her children. Donna has had the chance to see her children get the opportunities she never received growing up. A chance to see them graduate with honors from the respected college and universities. I can only imagine how proud she must have been. And what she did was create Directions for Life. Now, with Directions for Life, Donna creates a compassionate and nurturing environment that's built around each client's individual needs. And Directions for Life is a nonprofit company focused on genuinely helping people gain empowerment, motivation, and inspiration. And again, where all walks of life are welcome to reach out to her for help. A truly incredible guest. Again, we have a truly incredible show. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you motivational coach, founder of Directions for Life, Ms. Donna Fulcarelli. How are you doing today, Donna?
I'm good, Matthew. How are you?
I am doing very well. We are very happy to have you on the show with us today. And again, to start, I did give the audience some brief information about you, but can you please share with them who exactly is Donna Fulcarelli?
So I am a licensed clinical social worker, and I am certified in EMDR therapy. I am also a life coach. But more on a personal level, I guess I would say I'm an individual, and I have had a lot of hurdles to jump over in my life. And to this day, I still suffer some repercussions from my past. But I'm a firm believer that the past shouldn't define who we are in the present. I'm a person who believes anything is possible, and I really love a challenge. Along the years, I found instead of we have a the warrior in me has learned to come out, so I'm a fighter. I'm not a fighter, I'm a fighter, and that's because of all the hurdles I've had to jump over again. I love seeing individuals who feel their life is upside down, turn it right side up. I'm also a work in progress, as we all are, and I feel that every life experience, good, bad, or indifferent, is an experience we can all learn and grow from. And I think we all have the tools that we need. It's just a matter of finding them and harnessing our strengths to be able to control our weaknesses.
And I love the fact that you just said, Donna, that you're still work in progress, because, again, we all are. And to everyone tuning in today, Donna is a regular person just like all of us. But, again, she's managed to find a way to get some answers through experiences. Now, Donna, you have an incredible story. If you could please share with the audience your personal journey that really led you to where you are here today.
Okay. I'll try to condense it. It is a long one. So, as you said, I did grow up in a dysfunctional family. My dad suffered from alcohol dependency, and he wasn't a very nice person when he drank. He was very physical, and he would often beat my mom, my brothers, and I was very young. I started seeing things from a different perspective and tried to figure out why he drank, and I was very young, asking questions probably I really shouldn't have at that time. As time went on, you know, my father went through the line of my brother, my mom, my brothers, my line. I came up in line. But I took another route. I stood up to my father that day, and I helped him in a lot of ways. At 13, I was attending meetings with my dad, and from that day, he never drank again. This was a really big feeling of accomplishment for me, and although it was a great accomplishment for me, it came back and it also hurt me in days to come, because I was on a mission that I just wanted to help people, and the feeling I got from my dad was just incredible. So I kind of I seeked out some of the baddest of boys and looked for the greater good in them. And I was young. I was 16. Yeah. And I was going to help everyone. I thought that's what I was here to do at such a young age. And I was pretty good at it. It was at my own expense that I helped others. And at 18, I was helping an individual, and I helped him a lot get through, you know, a lot of issues, but I ended up being raped. So this was one of my first issues that was, okay, this was at my expense. It didn't stop me.
Yes.
I mean, I handled it in the way I should have at that age. I didn't seek help, but it ran into some issues with, in my reproductive system, and it was a trickling effect. You know, they told me I could never have children again, and I suffered a lot of surgeries from it, maybe 15 surgeries, and I had 5 miscarriages. But I did have 3 children, and that may fill in the piece of why my children were so important to me. On another note, after I got through that, we all get vulnerable when we go through things like that. I ended up in a relationship with a man who had some legalities, and not a bad person, but, you know, I live in a small state, and he had a lethal reputation. And those legalities turned into a world that I was pulled into that was way bigger than me. It was just huge. So I had to deal with that. He was away most of the time. I did have my first child. He was usually away most of my son's life. He was incarcerated, and I went through a lot. It probably could be a movie, what I lived through. Sure enough, as time went on, I was introduced to the legal system. I visited a brief stint behind the walls, and that's when my eyes started really opening up. What I saw, if I had to do it again, I probably would, just for what I learned in the world I was submerged in, and I was just blown away by what was going on in my life. So when I did come home, I started to change things. I wanted to make a difference. I was still having issues. I mean, I lost everything I owned, so I had to go through bankruptcies and rebuild my life and start from nothing. I had a small son. Life was not going as I envisioned it when I set out to say I'm going to help people because of the help I gave to my dad. We were in a whole new ballpark, and I was learning things as I was going along. So I came home, and I went back to school. I picked up in the city I lived in, and I moved. It was kind of, I had to start over, and I couldn't take the shot of being where I was anymore because the legal issues were just surrounding me too much. And my life as I knew it, I just didn't know who I was anymore. So I went back to school, and I went to a community college, and I started in human services. And once I finished that, I went to finish my bachelor degree, actually at Rhode Island College in social work. And I still was fighting, you know, my past was still trying to catch up with me. I fought that. There were issues with alcoholism and drug abuse within my family. There was illnesses. I mean, the list goes on and on. I finally went to get my master's degree at Boston University, and I submerged myself into, you know, different groups, and I worked in different settings. And I found that my experiences actually were one of my best assets. I started turning my negatives into positives, and I could relate to people very well because I had the empathy, and I just had a platform that I once stood on, and I just found that, you know what, I found new ways to handle my past, and I started to not let fear determine my future, and I started turning things around. And it's not that every day is a great day for me. I mean, my past still comes up, and it hurts sometimes, and I run into roadblocks. But I did learn to jump those hurdles and to get around hurdles. And I learned the most important thing is to stay true to yourself. And if you really believe in, if you really believe in yourself and you really want to get where you want to get, there is a way to get there. And I want to think that I found some shortcuts because of the experiences I had. And there's more to my story, but I do know we only have a half hour, so I'm going to stop there. If you have a question,
well,
I'll be more than happy to answer it.
Again, it's from what you've said so far, your story is truly incredible. And to the people out there that feel hopeless, hopefully you can hear some of Donna's story and just imagine what she was able to overcome. Now try to possibly picture someone like this by your side, helping you get over your issue. Donna, what I would like to know, in what ways do you feel your tough upbringing and your adversity that you faced in your life may have possibly made you a stronger person?
As I said, I feel that I learned to harness my strength and I learned to be a fighter. I was not going to let the cards I was being dealt determine who I was or depict who I was, because that's not who I was. It was simply issues that were coming into my life that I had to get by. But sometimes society has a way of you start getting labeled or judged, and those are the things that hold you back. And I started learning to, I was going to prove myself. And I was going to turn those negatives into positives. And that's what I try to do for my clients. And I learned to take the lessons I learned and simplify them into quicker version on how to jump over those hurdles for my clients and teach them how to harness their strengths and teach them how to look, have some insight into who they are and to see that you could be having a bad day, Matthew, and say, wow, my day was horrible. But at the end of it, just to say, I got through it. That's a strength. And we need to find those little strengths and build on them. And those are the strengths that'll get us where we want to be and help us get past those societal views or those obstacles and barriers or limited beliefs that are holding us back.
Absolutely. And I do want to touch on, and you did mention the abuse that you went through, the sexual abuse as well. And also the fact that at that time you were very young and you didn't really reach out for help. So being a victim of abuse at yourself at one point in life, why do you feel it's so difficult for people to really reach out for help once they do suffer abuse?
Well, I think our self-worth, our confidence, our value, our self-respect are all impacted. Every time we suffer a trauma, a part of us is taken away. We become broken. Compiled with societal views, you know, it could be a recipe for disaster. And this is where I do EMDR therapy, and that is a form of psychotherapy which helps reach those traumatic experience, those unconscious issues that may be holding us back and we don't realize it. I mean, we just become shattered and broken and we hide within ourselves. I mean, we stop putting ourselves down. Our inner critic just keeps, we beat ourselves up. We look for reasons that it was our fault. It's hard to accept it. And it's hard for us to speak of it again, but that's what we need to do. We need to approach it head on and we need to deal with it and put closure on it. And we need to know, nothing's your fault. Things happen. Things happen in life to everyone. We, like I said at the beginning, we are all at works in progress. No one is the same as they were 10, 20, 30 years ago. And we need to realize just how special each one of us really is.
And I love the fact that you did say as well that we're all kind of broken in our own way. We all have those little cracks. And in a way, those cracks and those scars, people out there should actually learn a way to embrace those cracks and scars, learn from it, and actually use it to re-strengthen yourself. Now, Donna, we learned that you've done work with really helping women who are once incarcerated, looking to really reintegrate into society. Can you please share with us how that experience was for you and what you actually learned from working with these women?
Well, again, since I actually was one of those women for a little bit, about 9 months, I learned a lot. The women were great, ready to conquer the world upon being released. But again, sometimes society holds us back or holds them back. It's very hard to reintegrate back into society because of the roadblocks. So how does one reach their potential or build self-esteem if they keep getting reminded of their past, their criminal record? It's hard.
Yes.
But I've also realized it doesn't matter how much you've done sometimes to change, because the balance of the scales sometimes don't move as much because of the laws that are in place. And that's, you know, a work in progress that people are working on now to try to change that. But that doesn't mean that you should stop, and that doesn't mean that you should go back to old behaviors. These women were some of the strongest women I have ever met in my life. And I was just, it's just unbelievable. It's hard for me to put into words because now I'm thinking of my own experience. They come home and they have families. And again, women, you know, they have the families and they have a nurturing nature. It's a little different than, you know, men. When they come home, they usually have a woman in their life that helps them. For women, it's hard getting back on your feet. And again, because you don't know where to start. And again, most of us have family and we just come out broken. But we come out broken, but with a will to get where we got to get, and society just tends to beat you down. And you give up, and I'm there to help you not give up, because there's no reason you should have to give up. It was a part of your life. It's not your whole life. It cannot define who you are for the rest of your life.
And so many people out there do give up. So many people don't make it. And to everyone out there, again, whether you're dealing with a situation similar to this or something completely left field from this situation, it all comes down to needing help and getting over these humps. And some of us need someone over there by our side with that experience. Before anything, Donna, I would like you to share, because there's so many people out there that do need help, so many people who are broken. Who exactly is your client base?
Well, we live in a diverse world, and the world is full of diverse issues, so I welcome all walks of life. I will try to help every person that seeks my help. If I can't get you through, and it's something that's just out of my reach or it's bigger than me, I will find another resource for you. I do not give up easy, Matthew, so I really don't give up easy. So, I mean, if there's a will, there's a way. If you're ready to accept the help, I am going to go full circle on you to get you where you need to be and to help you reach that vision and get you on your way.
And I keep stressing this a few times, and I have to tell everyone again, imagine having somebody like this by your side with this experience that's overcame all of these issues, helping you get through these tough moments in your life. So can you please share with the audience, what are the exact services that you could provide for them?
So I do provide life coaching, and that helps people overcome the obstacles, the barriers, reach a vision. And in the interim of doing all this, we're creating change, personal change, professional change. I do offer EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization reprocessing, and it's a form of psychotherapy that deals with trauma. I also will do case management. I will go to businesses to do motivational speeches on communication. I will do outreach. That's pretty much what I focus on, those areas.
Yeah. So if I'm sitting over here at home right now, and again, I know I'm going through issues, or I have a family member going through issues, once they reach out to you, how exactly do you hold your sessions with them?
So the first time they reach out with me, I set up an initial session, a free consultation. And I want to make sure you're comfortable with me, and I want to make sure I can work with you also. It's not more on what if I think I could work with you, because I will work with almost anybody on anything. I want you to be comfortable with me, because I want you to be able to be yourself. I also do something a little different. A lot of people, like you said, are sitting home with anxiety or depression, or maybe they're at a point they can't even get out of the house and make that initial first contact. So
yeah.
I actually will go to the house. I will go to your home if
whoa.
It's within my area,
yes.
Because that's important. I also will do phone. I will do phone sessions. So
yes.
I pretty much will work with you wherever you are. It's different for everyone. There is no recipe book. We're all different. So everybody gets an individual tailored treatment plan, so to speak. So I can't say what I'm going to do until we speak.
Yes.
So wherever you are, I guarantee I will meet you wherever you are. I am not going to force you out of your comfort level at the beginning. I would never do that. I am going to come to you. So I don't want people to be nervous that maybe they can't do this. They're not ready for that. That's fine. I'm going to come to where you are, and I'm going to stand in your space. You don't have to come in my space.
So let's get a visual. I want to see your visual. Once, let's say you help someone and you're with them for a few months, what do you really hope people take away from working with you, Donna?
I hope that they take their lives back and they feel empowered. They're ready to conquer any hurdles that come their way. I hope that they have insight into who they are with a realization of what they are capable of. I hope that they have coping skills and a toolbox that they can go to when they are stuck and say, hey, I know how to do this. I hope that they can harness their strengths, control their weaknesses, and just be the best that they can be under any circumstance they're in. And know that, again, we do learn from our mistakes. We learn good, bad, or indifferent. We learn from every single thing we go through. That's how we grow, and that's where we get strength up from. We get it from those days that didn't seem too great. Those are the things that make us who we are.
Absolutely. And again, that's very well said. And I did touch on your story a little bit. I want you to please share with the audience, because, again, you've overcome so much, and there's so many people out there that's, again, dealing with a lot less and can't seem to get over it. Who or what is your biggest motivation in your life?
Again, it's changed. It changed in that when I was a kid, it was family, and, I always dreamed of having a family. And then after I was abused, sexually abused, and told I could never have children, obviously my children became my life.
Yeah.
But along the way, my life became important to me also again. And I just feel like it depends on who you are. There's always someone or something in your life that's a motivating factor. I also, when things just seemed, just everything was going wrong, I had faith. So I don't know, it differs for everyone, but for me, I would definitely have to say my family and my children became my biggest motivating factor. I was not going to let what happened to me happen to my children. And first and foremost, my oldest son, who does carry the same name as my ex-husband, I needed to protect him, and that was my biggest fear in life. And that was what motivated me the most, to get up out of Dodge and run and start over somewhere. So I would say my children.
And it was such a wonderful decision that you did make. We have little under a minute left on it. Can you please share with the audience, where can they go to get more information about you or sign up for your program right away? Or if they have a family member that needs help, where can they go to get more information?
They can go on directionsforlife.net, and all my contact information is there. They can call me, they can send an email, and they can text me for initial consultation if that's what it takes to get going. That's fine.
And to everyone out there, again, that is directionsforlife.net, There is someone out there that is available, that is ready to help you. And again, just because you hear her on the show, again, I want you to let you all know she is a regular person, just like all of us. She just has the experience. And we're just about out of time today, and I would like to thank everyone that did tune in today. And again, this very special segment that we did have, please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And for the most, I would like to thank our very special guest, Donna Folcarelli, for really coming on air and really sharing her personal story with us today. I thank you very much for joining us today, Donna.
Thank you for having me, Matthew. You have a great day.
To you as well. To everyone out there, you all have a wonderful day, and I look forward to having you all back with us in the next segment. You all have a great afternoon.